Joe, how good does it feel to be back here in Salt Lake?
Feels great with some nice weather too. No, it's great. I mean, it's. I think, as I stated in this seat a few months ago, it was something that I wanted to happen, and obviously got done pretty quickly once free agency opened. So, yeah, really happy to be back, and ready to get going tomorrow.
Kind of looking at where you were 2 years ago compared to now, I mean, not in the NBA, and now you've got the guaranteed NBA deal. Is that a big step for you personally?
Yeah. If you asked me, that couple of years ago, if I'd be here and with the deal, and I definitely would have told you no and that you're crazy. Really glad that it's worked out this way. I think coming here last year after the catastrophe in LA, and getting to play and kind of show what I could do, and then obviously being rewarded with a 2 year deal was really, really proud moment.
Tibor, what's your the process of you moving from Europe to the U.S. and Utah been like? Are the Jazz helping you out with the transition at all? Tell me about what just the moving has been like.
For me, for sure, it's crazy, but I came now from one of the best clubs in Europe, from the FC Barcelona. So I think it was possible only logically next step. So now I'm really happy to be here in the best league around the world. And I'm happy to be a part of this team and this great organization.
Joe, Quinn obviously wants to win games, but he talks a lot about the process and the growth and measuring it in different ways. What kind of atmosphere does that create as a player?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what we did last year and the way we went about it and the way he went about it with the other coaching staff was, I think for the team, we have the perfect way. Obviously, we're young, and we showed last year with the work we did that we can build and become a really good team, and we took great steps in that last year, and obviously we know how much work's ahead of us, but we can continue to take those steps, and I think our team's really special. It's a great group of guys to be around, and one of the only teams I've ever been on that everyone's so close, that everyone gets along well and happy to hang out with each other, even though we spend so much time together already. Guys are still going out and catching up to eat in Salt Lake, and the time that you don't have to be around, we still spend a lot of time together. So it's a really exciting environment to be in with this group and the coaching staff that we've got.
Tibor, we've heard a lot from Dennis Lindsay and the Jazz organization about seeing you as a shooter, someone who can extend out to the three-point line as a shooter, but that isn't something we've seen so much from you previously in Europe. Is that something that you're trying to emphasize? And as a follow-up, how did playing with someone like Dirk Nowitzki with Germany this summer help that sort of transition for you?
It's made me really proud to play with Dirk, because maybe it was one of his last times that he played for the national team. So I suppose maybe one of his last moments, where he played for a German team, for Germany. And I have a good touch. I think that was showed sometimes in the past, but I never really had the situation that somebody gave him a chance to shoot, because the coaches, they want me always under the basket. But I know that I have the skills, that I can shoot from outside. I did it already in the past, for example, in Bamberg, where I played sometimes on position 4, and I was shooting from outside. And that's what I hope, that I can come back on the court and show that I can shoot.
Yeah, this is for Tibor. Have you spent much time in the United States before? And then just what have been your biggest adjustments since coming over here?
Again, one more time, please.
Have you spent much time in America in the past? And what have been your biggest adjustments for you personally since coming over here?
Yeah, I've been here, for example, last year for vacation. And for sure doing the workouts for the NBA draft a few years ago. And it was always my dream to come to the United States and to play in the NBA. It's one dream who came true right now. And I came here 2 weeks ago, and I already feel like home, because it's the whole staff in the organization, for example, the coaches, the teammates.
Joe.
Joe. are really friendly. And for example, I know Joe since many years. We played already against each other in Europe.
And we won every time.
We won twice. I'm really happy to be a part of this team.
This for Joe. I guess obviously it feels a little bit bittersweet perhaps for you without Dante. Can you just talk about that? And do you feel like you need to carry the standard for Australia now?
It's obviously a really disappointing thing that happened. And I guess the way it happened, it didn't look too crazy. It wasn't anything he hasn't done before. And I was back home in Australia when it happened. So I woke up to a few calls and messages about it. And spoke to him. Obviously, at the start, he didn't know what was really going on, and it's I think it's his first real injury, so was obviously down. And I think now that where he is now mentally, he's in a great space. He understands the process that's ahead of him, and what he needs to do to get back to where he was before it happened. So it's obviously really disappointing. He's only 20 years old, so it's he's got obviously a long, long career ahead of him, and. We know here at the Jazz he'll get the best treatment he can, and he'll be back. He'll be back when he's ready. He'll get back in time and in his own time, and make sure he's 100%. So I'll fly the flag for us for a little bit until he gets back. Obviously we'll miss him, and hopefully he has a speedy recovery.
Joe, you've been someone who's played for Barcelona before. What advice do you give Tibor from coming from Barcelona to the NBA and the Utah Jazz? You know, what are the similarities and differences that you can point
Stay away from fried food, for starters. It's not, I don't think it's, when you're in Barcelona, those high-level teams, it's obviously not the same style, but it's a very similar process. There's great players on your team, you've got a good coach. The franchise or the club is very professional. I think for me the biggest adjustment was the on-court stuff, the speed and athleticism of the guys. Obviously European guys generally aren't as fast and athletic, and probably use IQ a lot more than speed and strength. So for me it was the just getting used to the speed and athleticism, and once you get that, it's basketball. It's the same kind of game. Tibor will be fine. He's played high level in Europe for a long time, and this adjustment will be pretty quick and easy, I think. He'll learn on the fly, he'll fit in well.
How did you keep up with that speed? Is it just...
Because I'm super quick.
Is it just being quick? I
mean... I think you just get used to it. I mean, when I played in Australia and went to play in Europe, it was a whole nother game. And the more basketball you play, the more you get used to different styles and situations. And it's not about going in the gym and trying to sprint faster every day. You just get used to the play and different situations. You obviously need your speed and strength and whatever it is, but it's something you kind of just learn. I learned on the fly. Obviously not playing much in the Clippers before. It was the real first time that I got to get on the court was regular season for the Jazz. So just kind of learn on the fly, and I didn't have to change anything dramatically to be able to fit in and feel comfortable.
Joe, you just referred to it a little bit. Tibor, do you think that strength and conditioning programs will be a little bit different in the NBA? I don't know if you've had enough time yet to gain that experience, but is that something you anticipate working differently or harder on now that you're in an NBA environment?
Of course. I think I came here, and so the first thing I've seen here is that everything is really professional. You have you have an arena, you have a practice arena, you have a great, we have a lot of coaches who are helping you to improve. That's why I'm here. I think I want to improve. I want to play with the best players and to play against the best players. And that's why, for example, I need to work on my body. I have to work on a lot of things. I think you're never perfect, and that's why you have to work on all the stuff to improve.
Joe. I want to know how you feel about the nickname of Slow Mo Joe, and Tibor, if you have a nickname, what is it and how did you get it?
He's slower Tibor. No, I honestly, doesn't bother me at all. I've played in Europe and had nicknames I didn't even know what they were calling me. So, yeah, it is what it is. It doesn't bother me. I feel like I'm pretty smart, so I'll get around the slowness.
Yeah, with me similar. I think I have a lot of players that gave me nicknames. So for me, I was fine with that. But on the end, the coaches that called me Tibor, I think that was enough for me. I think between the players, it's always that you call somebody. For example, they called me Tibor, T-Bone, so many things, but that's normal under sports guys.
We'll think of a good one for him.
Mm-hmm.
Slower Tibor, that's...
That was just off my, you know. Give me a day to think about it.
Any other additional questions?
Joe, what's this season going to be like being married now?
Probably not much different. I'll have to remember to take my ring and put it back on after the game. It was great. It was a great day. Renee looked beautiful. I'll say all the stereotyping things that you guys want me to say, but no, it was a great day. It was something that took me a little while to do eventually, but got it done and had a great wedding, had a great honeymoon in Fiji, and nothing will be different. She get to cook and clean a bit more, maybe. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
I will tweet this at her.
No, she's a great girl. I do all the cooking and cleaning anyway, so.
Tibor, I saw a photo you went to the fake Oktoberfest here.
Oh, yeah.
How did that compare to maybe your expectations? And just kind of your general impressions of, I mean, outside of that, of Salt Lake, that, you know.
He thinks it's going to be hot all year now.
I have to say that was my first time on Oktoberfest, and that on an American Oktoberfest was for me the first time. So, but it was a little bit different. For example, the food. I went with Raul, and he asked me what is the favorite German food you have, and I said it was Schnitzel with red kraut and potatoes. He tried. He liked it a lot. But for me, it was like not the same. This was not the same. But I was really impressed what they did here, because like the German style in America, it was really funny. I was laughing a lot. And yeah, it was amazing. So here's some German country music. Oh, God.
Okay.
The beer dance was amazing, and the chicken dance. I don't talk about that.